In just a minute, Carl will astonish another of our listeners with his poetic brilliance and our listener limerick challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Roy, the space shuttle Discovery launched successfully. It's currently docked at the International Space Station, but there's some concern at NASA because officials noticed what potentially harmful substance on one of the wings.
Well, there was some bird dew on...
That would be it, yes. Now, they're very...
Where did that bird come from?
Well, you know, that's the thing. I mean, usually they're very careful with the shuttle, but apparently the last time somebody used it, they parked it under a tree.
Ah, yeah.
But here's the thing. I mean, it's like, okay, fine, bird poop, but this splotch was able to withstand an intense cleaning of the shuttle prior to launch, not to mention then blasting through Earth's atmosphere on the way to orbit. Officials at NASA believe, or rather hope, that the bird poop will mostly burn off harmlessly upon reentry. However, there is some concern that the bird that deposited it might catch the shuttle and feed it to its young.
So that could really be harmful, bird poop on the shuttle?
They don't know. I mean, all the tests they did. You know, the shuttle, it's like Steuben glass. If you touch it, it snaps. I mean, it's pretty dangerous. So I don't... They're actually concerned.
That doesn't seem like the right thing to fly in.
Wouldn't go around the block in something like that.
Honestly, this is going to be good for me, though, because I'm not a very good driver, and a lot of times I don't wash the car. So I think next time I'm in a wreck, I'm going to go, well, it's out of control, this bird poop right there. I don't see that as my fault.
Always good to hear the phrase, next time I'm in a wreck.
Yeah.
Richard, we came across a list of senior staff in the White House published by the National Journal. We were interested to find out about a job held by one Stuart Baker. What was interesting was his title. What's his title?
Stuart Baker?
Stuart Baker is his name.
He's the head of the kitchen, of course, as Stuart Baker.
He does desserts. He does pastries.
Yeah.
No. Well, it's weird. I mean, apparently they put a lot of importance into hindsight at the White House. Again, something we didn't anticipate, but it's true.
Hindsight. He's a proctologist.
Roy, that was beneath
you. That was up there. No. Well, keep them coming, yeah.
All right.
Butt jokes, all right. I don't know.
Does anybody know? I'll have to give you the answer then, because it's impossible to guess that they would have this. Stuart Baker is the White House Director of Lessons Learned.
Wow.
That is his official title.
Small office, I would bet.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, the White House Director of Lessons Learned earns more than $100,000 a year, which is easy money, because that works out to, like, what? About $100,000 per lesson learned, I guess. Well, I just imagine that maybe his role is, you know, they have these reports about how things are going and the various, you know, policies they've attempted, and he just sits in the corner and goes, oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. There's a lesson learned.
Yeah. Won't do that again.
I was tempted to warn you, but it's not my job.
You gotta learn your lesson. That's right, Roy.
And maybe that's it, Roy. Maybe that's it. Maybe he's the guy. Yeah. They come in, they say, 3 years after the invasion, Baghdad is burning, civil war, and he says, told you.
Yeah, all right.
Richard, the U.S. isn't the only country with an immigration problem, of course. In Malaysia, immigrants from Bangladesh are causing what a government official called, quote, social problems. According to him, these illegal immigrants are too what?
Too tall.
No. Well, they're actually closer than you might think. That's actually down the right track. I'll give you a hint. Here's the problem. They're coming in. They're taking all the male modeling jobs from hardworking Malaysians.
They're just too good looking.
Exactly right.
Wow.
Bangladeshis come to Malaysia looking for work like immigrants everywhere, but that's not what bugs Malaysian Home Affairs Minister Razi Sheikh Ahmad. It's just that they're so darned attractive. Quote, they have blue eyes and look like Hindi film actors, and they create social problems here. Yeah, we know what you mean by social problems, Mr. Minister. Some of us had the same social problems at high school dances. And if we had your power, we would have deported the entire football team.
That's why I'm not allowed to travel a lot. A lot of countries just won't let me in.